say, there is one of the Isurim. Shara Mitzvot, gate of mitzvah. Gate of what to do and what not to do. Come from the parashat Shelech Lecha. He say, Isur Yeriyat Ha'ayin. You can look. You can open your eyes. How far you're not allowed to look. It say, we studied from Rav, somebody called Rav. Not the Rav that you know, Rav. This name from the Talmud 2,000 years ago. It say, Shelo Yomotzi Riyat Enav Chutz Ledalet Amot. You're not allowed to look further than 4 feet. So you can't see till here, till here, till here. And if you cannot see from far, it doesn't mean you get closer and then you say, it's my 4 feet. I have to look at it, right? And Givadai Shebeyot Adam Melech, when a person walks, he doesn't look back. So we don't have to worry about that. And he walks, there is 3 levels, front, right, and left. Right? And he cannot make his eyes go further than 4 amot, 4 amah, mean from here to here. That's called amah. So 4 of that to this side, 4 of that, this side, 4 of this side. And together he got 12. Of course, you know, 12, like the 12 tribe, like the 12 spy that came. Because what happened with them, they were looking. They were looking in the wrong way. And we know Avaya, the name of God. How many letters there is the name of God? Yud Kei Vav Kei. 4. 4. Good job. You're knowing it. So a person should not let the eyes outside. Now, why? Is the eyes like arm? Actually, yes. The eyes extend out of your body. So if you let your eyes go out of yourself, which means you look further, you know, women go on the beach, men go on the beach, they check each other out. Are they only check the 4 amot? Are they checking only 4 feet away or further? Further, okay. Whatever is in their 4 amot is not so interesting usually. Did you aware of that ever? Usually we're not into what is in our 4 feet. We're always looking. It's got to be in the other pool, better job, better deal. They go to disco, not disco. They go to club. So, actually, you can't see anything in club. But you go to other places, you can see. You go to where the beautiful people walk. The canyon on the rodeo. You know, are you enough for you for a mot? Which means not further than this table. No, this is nothing. So you put your glasses on, you buy a better one. Look far, far. You see, what's the problem with that? Well, it's affecting your soul, and your soul affecting theirs from distance. The idea is to understand, for example, you experience now what I'm doing, right? I mean, you experience what I'm doing, not polite, not nice, not this. It's affecting your brain. It's affecting your soul. It's affecting what you think of me, what you think of Debbie, what do you think of the tea, what do you think of the information, the people at home. That's your chance to judge. The whole idea with this week, Parasha, what do you want to see when you're going to Eretz Israel? What do you want to see? What do you want to see? You want to see a perfect picture? What do you want to see? What do you want to see? When you're looking out of your 4 amot, what do you want to see? A better deal, a better woman, a better man? Somebody who loves you more than the one who is with you? So you're sitting with somebody and you're eating your little steak, suddenly a person walked by. What happened? What's wrong with the person next to you? Oh, they are in my 4 amot. They are already 4 amot. They are in my 4 feet domain. They cannot add to me. I cannot add to them. Let me extend myself. And my friend, Dari, and I want to start with that today. Dari, say, you have to be careful with that. Because once you do that, it starts to affect you as a man. It starts to affect you. And a woman can affect the man not in the best way, which means she can draw energy away from him. And that's quite dangerous. So what happened? Where does it come from? The men want to be looking good, the women want to look good too, right? But the woman look good, it's part of nature, because like flower that want to fertilize, it's very, very simple. It's nature been around for thousands of years. That, yeah. But a man want to get the attention, and let's say another woman look at him, she suck his energy. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. Now, a man who look outside of his extent is weak because his eyes like organ going outside. The portion, I want to start with that so you understand it. And I will, hopefully, Debbie will do make more mistakes so I can do it in front of you, give you the chance to restrict. So, you know, as a, I remember I have a friend who live in New York, and I met him first time, and every mistake that can happen, happened with him. So I'm so sorry all those mistakes happen. You know, let's say he gave me, he paid for 2,500 something, and I wrote 25,000 on his credit card. He wrote this, I forget to send him the product he asked. Everything that can go wrong went wrong with him. New customer, embarrassing. So I meet with him again. I start with apologizing. I said, this happened, this happened, this happened. And he quiet. So we make sure we return to you the money. We make sure we return this and this. And please give us a chance. We are a new organization. We're getting there. So he started laughing. So what's so funny? So if you guys would be perfect, I would go into the other side. So why? I said, only cheater look perfect. The one who's real always do mistake. The one who's real always. I said, what make you think? Where is it written? He said, I tell you. Look at children, how pure our kids are. They do 1,000 mistakes and 1 right thing, but they're pure. Look at the cheater. They do 1,000 wrong things, and you can only catch them on 1 thing. You have to remember that. Anyway. So, going back to the parasha. So the parasha, one of the toughest parashot of the entire Torah. Not fun to know what happened. Not fun at all. The entire disaster that included in our world is because of this parasha. Everything that went wrong in our universe, everything that go wrong, every pain you feel, the roots of it come from this story. Everything that exists, every pain and suffering, every bloodshed, every war, every destruction, come from here. All come from this parasha. That's why you got to master it. I mean, so I was sitting upstairs, what should I share? I said, how do I start? And hopefully, I mean, thank God, everybody around me, including myself, do mistake today. It's the day of the mistake, it's called. The tea, the portion. If you didn't do mistake, you will do tomorrow or tonight. You'll have to do mistake. Why? Because how do you look at yourself when you do mistake? Because now looking at yourself, that's your eyes again. They judge with their eyes. They look at things. When you do mistake, what do you think of yourself? The portion go like this. And again, you have to remember, how do you think of yourself? It say, Vayishlach otam Moshe. Moshe sent the spy. And he say, you are all the head of Israel. And he give their name. And he say, go to the south, if you've been in the south of Israel, Negev. Negev comes from Lenagev. Lenagev means to dry out. Because the Negev is really a desert. And then you go to the mountain. And then do me a favor, look at the land, if it's good or bad. Look at the nation, if they're strong or weak. Look at the people, if they're a lot or a little. And look at the land, if it brings product, you know. And look at the people, are they cover their city with walls or they open? And please, look at the land, if it's fat or thin. And then he said, and make sure to find out if there is tree or if there isn't. And then you become strong and you take from the fruit of the land. And don't forget, those days are the days of the grapes. The vineyard is like. So that's how it starts. Why would be Moses busy with if there is tree or there isn't? The idea is like that. To understand it, we have to go back to Bereshit, to the first book of Moses. In the first parasha. In the first parasha of Bereshit, it's written that God told Adam, not Eve, don't eat from the tree of knowledge. Snake came to Eve, say, the only reason God said don't eat is because it's a test. He didn't lie. He just gave her a hint that might be true later. So sometimes when you do the right thing earlier, it's a mistake. Sometimes when you do the right thing later, it's a mistake. The timing is everything. You can date your soulmate too early, you destroy the whole relationship. You date your soulmate too late, you destroy everything. Destroy everything. That's why cheating, what is cheating, for example? People who are cheating, husband was married and wife was married, cheating with each other, is because their children are soulmates. But they're supposed to hold the temptation. But because they don't hold the temptation, their children will never marry each other. Mm. But people think, oh, I feel. Yes, you feel. Because you are connected, 100% you are connected. You are perfectly connected. Are you soulmate? Yes, you are soulmate in a non-physical level. So don't take it into the sex. Yes, stay soulmate. Why you have to take it to the bed? Is that the gushpanka? How is a gushpanka? What you put on a letter in the old days with a wax. The seal of the, it's called gushpanka, by the way. Gushpanka is in Aramaic, not in Hebrew. But it's a word among the rabbi. Gushpanka. Are you giving me a gushpanka? Meaning, are you, that's how you close the deal? You have to make sex, if you will. Sad story, you know. People cheating. Cheating become a common thing. What do you call a man who go with many women? Monogamous?
Polygamous.
Monogamous or polygamous?
Polygamous.
Polygamous is more than one?
Yeah.
And monogamist is one?
Ah,
okay. I have a story. That lately, I thought it's among one from 100 who do that. Lately, it's become a common thing. People tell each other, I'm not a monogamist. I had this argument. This wonderful guy who hired me to my business, and we talk, and crying, this, say, I hire you to help me with my marriage. I said, I would be more than happy. I mean, I'm very good in that. And please, what's the situation? So take me to a fancy restaurant over the beach here in Malibu. So beautiful. What a wonderful man. Good looking. Everything perfect. So for 1 hour, and it's his money, you're wasting 1 hour to get to the point. So you, those of you who know me, I look smart and complicated, but when I don't understand, I don't. I said, I have no idea what he's saying. Who left who and what's going on? And then after the first hour, we go into the explanation. So, okay, what's the explanation? So, well, we are living in a different way that you're familiar with. So, okay. I heard it too, but then I heard a different level. And he's telling me something that shook me, and also I told him I cannot help you with that. He said, a real man is a man who's capable of doing that, that they let his wife doing it as well. I said, I don't consider it a real man, man. I don't know if you consider it a man, but I don't consider it a real man, and I'm not sure I'm the right advisor for you. Why is that desire? Cheating. Why is cheating a desire? Why? When Eve listened to the snake, that was the first cheating. It was cheating on her husband. Because the command of not eating came from her husband. It didn't come from God. She never heard God talk about it. She wasn't not even there. It was God and Adam. So Adam said, hey, by the way, fuels in our Garden of Eden thing. You know, it was only a few hours, by the way. They were there only for a few hours. Few rules. First rules, no tree of knowledge. Can eat vanilla, right? This is not for you. Second thing, we can't have sex until midnight on Friday. So, no big deal. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Now let's have fun and play basketball, okay? And that's it. The snake came and said, well, let me tell you what God said to you. Adam, he didn't tell you the whole info. That was the cheating. The cheating is not actually eating. Now, When God said to Eve, what happened? They go to Eve, what happened? Why did you do that? You took from the fruit and then gave to your husband. What happened, Eve? She say, the snake seduced me. But the word seduced, she didn't use seduce. She used the word ishiani. Weird word. No Israeli would know that word. Anachash ishiani. What is ishiani? No Israeli would know that word. Mean the snake introduced me. If you take the word ishiani, it's divided to two words. Yesh, ve'ayin. There is and there isn't. What is Moses asking them? Is there is a tree there or there isn't? He hide the meaning of... Moses is saying a secret here. Wow, what a secret. He said to the Bay, listen. Listen. I finished my tikkun as Moses. But I'm not allowed to go to Israel. Because if I go to Israel, those of you who heard my lecture last week, if I go to Israel, and one of you are not ready, you're going to die. Because my level is so high that you're going to burn. So I have to check if the tree of life is already ready. If 12 of them could see the tree of life, he knew that everybody is ready, and Moses can go in. That's why he asked for that code. So that's one thing. Anyway, bottom line, you know the end of the story. They came back with what we call a bad report. What is a bad report? If you look at what they came up with, they told the truth. They lied. They told the truth. They said there is giant. It was giant there. Everything they say was... What they want? What they want from them? Right? They all talk about what might happen. And look what it says in verse 33. And we saw those giants. And we look like a grasshopper next to them. And they look at us as a grasshopper. And that's where the sin. What are you busy how people look at you? What are you busy with how people look at you? That's all what you have in life? How people look at you? Now, you tell yourself and you tell me. How many of you care about acceptance? When you walk, when you think, when you sleep, when you eat, I will tell you, it's more addictive than cocaine. It's more disaster than anything else. You don't even, when God forbid, you never have to die, but a day or 2 days before a person dies, they're sorry for two things. All the project that they can have done and they didn't. And for all the BS, forgive my language, that they care what people think of them. They realize they wasted 30 years, 40 years of their life on that. Now, I want to ask you, is 30 years of life, what people think of you, not important to you? How beautiful is to see somebody who's drunk or stoned? They don't even care. They just la, la, la. Why we like to see the Book of the Jungle? What is the name? Yeah, the bear. What is the name of the bear? Huh?
No,
Mowgli is the little... We love it because there is... I don't care what people think of me. Everybody going like this. The laws of the jungle are different. Person can go naked. Person can go that. But it's not enough. It's got to be deep in your soul. Not to fall into that verse. And what happened after that verse? The next verse after that, it's called the verse that destroyed the entire universe. But Issachar Eda, all the people, start crying the entire night. What was that night? The 9th day of Av. For the generation, we have this tikkun that we cannot correct. Now, what exactly happened? And the second question, why God cannot just let go of that? And just, okay, they didn't see the guy, come on, get in, come on. I do that. I don't like that tea, but I'm going to drink it, you know? I do that. Well, God is better than me. Ah, delicious, actually. So, what does a man need to do with his eyes? Is there is a solution for a man. There is actually one solution. Some of you are not going to like my solution, but I have to tell you because they already talk about it. I skip it, and now I see it in front of my eyes, and I cannot. It's called something called tzitzit. You heard about tzitzit? It's a fabric that you put under your shirt. Nobody needs to see it. But when you put it under your shirt, how many corners the tzitzit has?
Four.
Very good. How many? Four amot. Good job. So you put it there, but it has to tie in a certain way. And when a man put it, it's taken care of. But most people think it's religious thing, so they put the string outside like this. Sfaradim, don't put the string outside. Whoever is Iraqi or Persian, usually it's inside. It's not polite to put it outside because it's showing off. You have to be polite, sanua, put it inside. Nobody needs to know even you wear it. It also helps with money, but I don't want you to put it for money. I want you to put it for the eyes. A lot of men heard it's for money, so I know a guy in Jerusalem put 10 of them. 10. 10. And then I check if it's allowed by the law, the Jewish law. He was right. It's allowed. You can allow to put more than one. Oh, shock. Because base, it's written based on how many tzitzit, how many times you wear tzitzit, that's how many servants you have in the upper world. Almost like the 70 virgin. 70 virgin. You know, 70 virgin, you know. Somebody sent me a joke from Israel that one of the virgin, by mistake, sends a text message to one of the people who want to explode themselves, you know, and they decide to take the bomb off. Okay, it's just a joke, just a joke. I should show it to you on WhatsApp. It's much funnier. So, my dear friend, what is the lesson? The lesson is you're going to see bad things in your life. That's obviously all you did see already. Report, when you report bad news, that bad news is not false. But it's an injection of that bad news for the rest of your life. So what you see is what you decided to see. For example, I'll give you a funny example that they teach in a business school in New York many years ago. And they teach like that. They send this salesman shoes. He had to work for a factory of shoes. Used to be in the time they used to make the shoes in New Jersey. Send them overseas. Bad weather. The ship never make it. He end up with the 2 containers of shoes on that deserted island. Find the phone, call his accomplice. Hey, bring it please back home. This island, nobody wears shoes. They wear they barefoot. You know, nobody wears shoes. 5 years later, same story. Same factory, same thing. Bad weather, 2 container, same island. After 3 months he's on the island, he called the company, he said, please send 5 more ship with 20 containers each. Nobody has a shoes here, they're all barefoot. I keep selling it and I'm doing really well. What's the difference? They both saw the same picture. One saw the potential in the sale, and one saw what's missing. What about your life? What's missing in your life? Is what missing in your life is there so you can complete it? Or what missing in your life is there so you can cry? What is missing? And that's why if you remember when I asked maybe for the book, then don't worry, I can turn any book to a good book. And the idea is, if you cannot turn your life around, whatever you see about your life that you don't like, into something good, then don't expect life to show you the good or to turn you into a good thing. Because there is no good. You are living in an atmosphere. You are living in a place where things are not good and you're not wrong about it. Whatever you see your life is good or your life is bad, you're never wrong about it. Because whatever you say, it's true. That is your capability of the eyes. Your eyes is an organ. That is an organ that extends out of the body, but we cannot see it. Only if you study deep Kabbalah, you will understand that your eye is actually, by looking at things, affecting those things. Not just evil eye. That's why Aaron, the high priest, when he looked at somebody with leprosy, with disease, he cured them just by looking at them. Because the eyes of the Kohen are so pure that he can go out there and cure the people. When people come to me for a healing session, it's different. I'm not a Kohen, I'm not Aaron. So I have to use crystal, I have to use a special stone, special oil, special thing to awake them up, wake me up too, and then helping them slowly, slowly to go back to that place where they can have dream, where they can have the connection with where they come from. Your eyes, my friend, might be the most important thing you have. Use them wisely. When you see, and you're all psychic somehow or another, you see somebody don't like you, look inside. Don't react that they don't like you, because they are don't like you now. You're not false about it. They cannot stand you. What are you going to do about it? When I train my children to bar mitzvah, to read Torah, both of them had not the easy situation. One of them had to read it in Yosef HaTzadik, under a Palestinian army with Kalashnikov, if you know what, AK-37, I think it's called in the language of America, in Yosef HaTzadik, reading the Torah. Boy, 13 years old, Torah. My training to him was not even the reading. I don't know how to teach him the reading. I teach him only one thing. And if you hear, first time you hear me, I said, what's wrong with this father? I said to him, nobody cares. What kind of teaching is that? I said, nobody cares. After you read the three verses, everybody think about how to eat the next falafel. They just think about their stomach and food. My second boy had to read it in front of a crowd of 2,500 people. That's pressure, right? With the camera on him that broadcast to 50,000 people. Not fun. Not fun. It was Shabbat of Rosh Hashanah. I go to his ears, I said to him, after the first reading, nobody care about you. Nobody care. They just want you to finish. They want you to read it. And just, they want to eat the kegel. They want to eat the kegel. Everybody care about the kegel. They read, thank God, whoop, McDonald's. Why is that? Because once your eyes look at something, you're right, it's wrong. You're right, people don't like you. You're going on a date, the person do. Well, I really like you, and I want to stay friend. You know when that verse comes? It's bad news. That's a reality. What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do? Somebody want to stay my friend. It's one of the advice I give my sons. I said, listen, I did a lot of mistakes in my life. One of the worst mistakes, I become too friendly with girls. I was the best friend of all the girls. Girls come to me, talk about their boyfriend, and that's why I never had the chance. You know, what about me? But they come to cry. I got to talk to my boyfriend. Oh, my God. And I want to tell them, listen, I like you. Actually, I'm good for you. But I couldn't because the setting was wrong. What I'm trying to tell you, how you turn your life around is first understand that what you see is a fact. But those facts can change when you change. What you see is never false. It's a fact. But can you change that fact, which is the negative, into positive? Can you even go that further that the banker calling you and said to you, you don't have any money in your account? And you can change that fact into a reality that either this is positive or the banker will call you tomorrow to say, hey, by the way, I just found a lot of money in your account. Yeah, you can go that far. But that requires a mindset so strong that make you either like the spy or make you as powerful as Moses. So let's read about it. Any question on that so far? It's easy, right? So easy to do. Piece of cake. Yeah. So the question that Yvette asked, why God couldn't just push them into Israel after that happened? Okay, you need to see the good picture. Okay, you judge a little bit. No, not good. Now going into Israel. Why? So, good question. Rabbi Shimon asked the same thing. Rabbi Shimon, verse 75. If Israel will go under what we call Lashon Hara, evil tongue of the spy, because that's Lashon Hara. They spoke Lashon Hara. What is Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is when you tell the truth, but it's a negative truth. People think Lashon Hara is when you lie. No. Lashon Hara is only when you tell negative thing about people, which is the truth. It's the worst thing you can do as a human being. If you lie about them and you say negative, it's not as bad. Everybody is doing it. Exaggerate. So No, if you meet smart people, when you exaggerate, and you say, this man is the worst, this woman, but if it's true, and you have a fact, that's Lashon Hara. Rabbi Shimon said, if they will go into Israel under the spell of Lashon Hara, of the spies, the universe will not exist even 1 minute. The universe has negativity because of that day for the rest of our life until the Messiah will come. But if we will go into Israel, after that, the universe will not be exist. Will it collapse? Everything will collapse. Why? Who is the first artist who spoke evil tongue? Snake. Because the snake told Eve, listen, God, and he spoke the truth. And it says that God forgive everything beside Lashon Hara, beside evil tongue. What is this evil tongue did? This evil tongue create tears for the rest of our life. Sad. When you said, sometimes I talk to people, well, they don't have a lot of money, but I said, how is your life? And before they speak, they said, not easy. And then for 20 years, it's not easy. Why? Because they just injected that negativity. Is it hot here or it's me? It's me, right? It's interesting, huh? Feeling the weather change. Something going on here in this room. I like it. It's very mystical. You can feel it, right? Woo! How does Alan feel?
I'm fine.
You're fine. You also boiled?
I'm hot, yes.
Yeah, very good. Well, I know, that's why you are my wife. So, anyway, so the idea is that Rabbi Shimon is teaching us that the Lashon Hara, when you speak bad about this thing, which is telling the truth even about your life, then your life turns around to negative, even worse and worse. So when I ask you, how's your money situation? First thing you gotta say, something which is not the truth. You have to say amazing if it's not the truth. First you say unbelievable. Well, I'm short $1 million, but unbelievable. I don't like when people on Facebook say, on the status, they say complicated or something like that. There is something like that? Complicated. Complicated. What's complicated? You either in, out, or you have too many of them, you know? So that was the problem with the Meraglim. The Meraglim saw what's wrong. Meraglim in spite. They saw what's wrong, and they admit it's wrong, and they basically stick themselves into a situation that can never be changed. They cement it. When you say about your situation, it's bad, it stay bad. You got to be careful how you talk about your health. You have to be careful who you talk to about your health, who you talk to about your business, who you talk to about your love life. You got to be careful. Because if those people are weak and they believe you, that stay forever, God forbid. But it's not you to judge who are the people. If they are the right one or good one. Can never tell. Can never tell. Can never tell. Many times I'm challenging my people. They come to see me. And somebody said, I want to do this, I want to do that. I said, I don't look like you have a potential to make even one penny, you know? because my job is to be a coach. So I want to see if they have potential even to speak good about themselves. And if I see they have no chance to speak good about themselves, then I go back and change the conversation. And people who hear me sometimes, how I talk, say, how did you say 20 minutes ago something else and 20 minutes later something else? It's contradict. So what I saw where the person is, so I let him stay wherever he is and I support wherever he is. Now he even defend his own position and tell me how great he is. So we did good. So I tricked him, basically. But if the person is capable of defending their situation, you know, and they're capable of seeing the good in everything they have, because whoever complains about their wife, their husband, their children, their parents, their money, people say, don't complain. Complain about everything. And that's why their life sucks. Their life is terrible. Because, not because their life is terrible, because their life is terrible and it can never change. So when every time that you are confirmed that your life is bad, you are actually make sure you, the bad life stay there forever. Nobody disagrees with you that your life is bad. Everybody agrees with you that your life is bad. But how long it's going to last, that's up to you. Good job. Now, I want to skip to another verse. 191. It's, I would say, if I have 10 sections in the Zohar that my favor, that's definitely on the upper three. So Rabbi Shimon basically asked all the angels and whoever come to visit him, say, how come it never been mentioned about women in the upper world? Mention this man in the upper world, this man is in the upper world, Rabbi Shimon, Moses, Joshua. Women, nobody know anything. How come women... Are they are in the upper world or they kind of serving coffee and tea, Turkish tea, with the hot water? So Bishop, they ask him, is there any question you want to know? He said, only one thing. Can you imagine only one? What is women doing in the upper world? He said, Bishop, teach me how to teach simple people to fly. Teach me how to turn sand into gold coin for people who don't have a lot of money. Teach, what's the women in the upper world? What's their place? So he say, so the two angels come to him and said to him, listen, this is a heavy duty question. We're not allowed to answer it because we don't know. The two angels say, we don't even know. But we're going to go up there, ask the head of the school, and if he allowed us to know, then we pass it on to you. But we don't know the answer. Can you imagine? The angel don't know. You are so lucky, they tell him, that you can hear from upper and lower. Nashim ba'olam ahu im zochot la'alot lemala. That's the word of Rabbi Shimon. I'll read it in Aramaic, because you can get... the power of how he spoke it. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Mila chada beina leminda. There's one word I want to know from you. Please, one thing. I love when you ask it. Ituchal leodali. If you don't mind to inform me with that. Nashin, ba'u alma. Women in the upper world. Iza kain lesalka le'ela. Are they go with the upper world or they don't? What's the story? O ich enun taman. Or... where are they going? Amar le, the two angels say to him, Rebbe, oi rabbi, oi rabbi, oi teacher, beda it lan razai akira, begin de la legalas trin tetaman, aval da yeoch vetol reshu veniman lach, dari para chad vitkase minau veazal le. So, the angels say, you ask us every duty question, we don't even know, but we'll go up there and ask. So, he leave one angel with Rabbi Shimon, one angel go to heaven, he come back. Now, why is it in this parasha? You have to ask. You have to ask why it's in this parasha. Rabbi Shimon refused to see bad in anything. Refused. Nothing is bad. Nobody can convince Rabbi Shimon something is bad. That's why even the Dark Lord, when he came to him, could not touch him. Cannot touch him. So the angel come and said, Rabbi Shimon, Master, He say, I'm sorry, I went up, but it was a meeting. And everybody was sitting in a circle, and they were judging a person. And that person was knocking on heaven's door. It's funny. And the two big angels didn't let him in, Garden of Eden. And he was screaming and yelling, screaming, and all the righteous had to stop their study. So they all came from their places to see what's going on. And now everybody in the upper world are dealing with him. And nobody could answer his question. So they have to call the Messiah. The Messiah, we know, exists already. And that's why I came back here, so I cannot give you the answer yet. You have to wait a little bit longer until we take care of that person, whatever is going to happen to him. And I have to call my other angel, my friend, because they need him up there. Because everybody now are waiting for the Messiah to come to judge the situation. It's an interesting story, right? I mean, it's shocking, right? You heard it before? Anybody? You heard it? So he wrote something, and he gave it to Rabbi Shimon, and he say, just read it until we come back. And then, whoop, they disappear. And you think Star Trek is a big deal, right? Rabbi Shimon start reading it, and he fall asleep. When he wake up in the morning, whatever he was reading, disappear as well. He look at it, psh, disappear. And then they arrive. He say, good morning, Rabbi. We're so happy to be next to you. So only because of you, they revealed to us secret. We were not supposed to see, but because you are the messenger, they said we allowed. The two angels talk like that. So much happiness. And I want you to know that the master in the upper world asked us to say hello to you. And they want you to know that your chamber here is ready. Whenever you're ready to die, you can come and that chamber is the biggest chamber in the upper world. Nobody allowed to get closer to that chamber. So Rabbi, when you fly, where to go to that judgment of the Messiah? It was one person who is tzaddik, but he did one mistake. He's righteous who did one mistake. Rabbi Shimon started becoming sad and cry for that person. He said, don't cry. Don't cry. They put him 40 days and 40 nights in hell before he can go to the Garden of Eden. You know, hell is considered like a must. Everybody has to go to hell. The minimum time is 11 months. You know, usually women go to hell. I mean, this is the place. Men usually supposed to have hell in this life. So women supposed to enjoy this life, but in the upper world, that's where the hell is supposed to be. So make sure you enjoy enough this life. You can read it if you want to read more. Maybe Debbie will do it with her lecture for women. There is Rabbi Isaac Luria, Gate of Reincarnation. If I'm not mistaken, chapter 20. Chapter 20 is talking about where is women. So why did they judge him? He said because one time, one of his body was talking from the book, was reading from a book, and they say Torah. When he arrived to a section he couldn't understand, and he saw that it is about to fail, that gentleman said to his friend, don't correct him. Let him do a mistake. And because everybody was quiet, he said the wrong thing about that section, and he felt ashamed. Because of that shame that he caused to that human being, they had to judge him in hell for 40 days and 40 nights. How are you guys feeling? You don't do things like this, right? Thank God. That's like... Zohar, if you want to read it later. By the way, he was happy. That gentleman was happy. Because otherwise he would sit in front of heaven's door. And in front of heaven's door is nothing. You're not in hell, you get nothing. So if a person go to hell and clean himself from that sin, then he go right away to Garden of Eden. Because hell is like the fire that they talk about hell, and there is fire and ice, by the way. It's the minimum, it's 5.5 months here, 5.5 months here. You know that? Yeah, or half a day, depends how you choose. They have different thing. Different hotels, different thing. Yeah. Because some people take, after they've been in the ice, they steal snow and they go to the fire one. And that's considered another sin. Yeah. Because they're stealing. Yeah. We should give lecture one time about what's happening. The mala. You're all going to become fanatic religious after that. I don't want you to change on me from fear. Change from love. So, the chamber of the women. One chamber is the chamber of Batya. Batya, the daughter of Pharaoh. Batya, the daughter of Pharaoh, have her own chamber. And around her, there's tens of thousands of women that did well in this life. And all of them have their own chamber, those women. Three times a day, there is an announcement of the angel that Moses come by, his vision come by of one of them, and Batya is coming out of her big chamber, and she see Moses, she bow him to Moses, and she say, thank you, God, for the opportunity to save this person, because she saved him in the water, remember? So because of that, then Batya is going back to the women, and they all study and deal with different things for the Torah. And how they look like, what they dress like. Rabbi Shimon want to know how they dress like in the upper world. He said, well, they dress like men. Yeah? And if they miss some mitzvah that they didn't do in this life, they have to study about it here. So, for example, women don't go to the Torah, don't read the Torah. They have to study about it in the upper world. We call those women Nashim Shahananot. How do we translate Shahananot? Shahananot. You want to look at the translation? Kuf Tzadik Zayin. Then, second chamber, Serach Bat Asher. Serach Bat Asher was the daughter of Asher. Asher was the son of Jacob. When Yosef was in Egypt, Serach was the first one to tell Jacob, your son is alive. Because she said it, Jacob put his right hand on her forehead and say, you will live forever. You will never die again. The last place they saw her body and face was in a cave in the city of Esfahan. There's a cave in Esfahan. The cave called Serach Bat Asher. And Muslim witness it as well. That's the last place they saw it. You can look online, the cave of Serach Bat Asher, and you see everybody, till today, go there. It's the last place they saw her. I don't know where Esfahan is, but it's there. So, three times they show Yosef. He go by, and she see Joseph, she bow to him, she say, good for me that I went to my grandfather, and I was the first one to tell him that. The next chamber is who? Yocheved, the mother of Moses. Nobody announced anything there. Nobody. Oh, by the way, the second chamber, they're busy only with singing and praising. The third chamber is no sound. Yocheved is thinking every day to the master of the world, and all the women together with her only thanking God, and they sing the song that they sing over the seas, Shirat Hayam, Az Yashir. And they're just singing and singing. And together with them, thousands of angels say thank you to the Creator. Another chamber, Dvorah, the prophet. You know, I don't know if you know Dvorah. Dvorah was the first woman to take over the Israelite when it was no leader. She was punished for that because she had ego. And then she was the one who started doing circumcision. Because women are allowed to do it. Don't do it, but women are allowed to do it. Huh? Kuf Tzadik Zayin, under the 97. So, Dvorah all the women who are there are the righteous and they worship the Creator. We need to tell you something, Master Rabbi Shimon, they say, they didn't allow us to go to the chamber of Sarah, Rebecca, Leah and Rachel. We're going to go in.
Serene.
Huh?
Serene women. Serene.
You understand that word? Yeah. What does that mean even?
Peaceful. Yeah.
Peaceful, okay. Sha'ananot. It's funny. There is a place in Jerusalem. Exactly. So we keep asking, what's happening? Women, men, what's going on, Rob? Right? What's going on? Say every night, they become together around midnight. Now you know why the sex is supposed to be after midnight. Because once people are doing it after midnight, in the upper world, they have parallel. They have like, no, there is a word in French. Residue, not residue. When I put a sound here, and the sound can be heard.
Resonance.
Uh-huh. So the resonant here activate resonance. The resonance here activate here. That's the word. Thank you.
So booty calls are okay.
Huh?
Booty calls late night are okay.
What are you saying? I didn't.
Booty call.
What is this? I don't know what
it
is.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, the four mother chambers called Banot Botchot. Trusted girl. The only women who are allowed to go there is women who trust it 100%. Banot Botchot, trusted women. Women who trust everything about God. Everything. 100%. I'm sorry, Rabbi Shimon, they didn't allow us to go there. It's too high. Go good for the righteous, the men and the women, that going on that path. Now, why am I sharing this with you? Why some people trust, some people don't? Very simple. If you can see everything, and you see the big picture, you would trust. How many doubts we have about God? Every time we go into pain, we have doubts. It's very normal. Pain is not easy. Not easy. It's part of the game. When the spy came to Israel, it's painful. Giant, problem. Here is Moses, the leader. Ah, the promised land. What promised land? What promise about it? Don't forget, the Ari. Didn't have time to read. The Ari said that all those spies are the reincarnation of the tribe that sold Joseph to slavery. So now they reincarnate to get a chance to correct themselves. They thought it's so important to go in. And who was Yosef? Yeshua. Or Levi, if you want. I cannot go to the details, but Yeshua. So he cannot, nothing can happen to him. That's why he had to him the youth from Yosef. Who was Caleb? Yehuda. Yehuda sold Yosef to slavery. But he prevented him from dying because everybody wanted to kill him. So what happened to Yehuda? To Caleb, he had the Ibur. Ibur means he had the additional soul of Eliezer Eved Avram. The servant of Abraham go inside his body and help him. But he realized he started losing his spirituality. He said, I'm not that level high. Like Joshua, I get a blessing from Moses, personal blessing. What do I got? You know what he did? He ran to Hebron. To where did he go? To his original master from another lifetime. Abraham. Say, Master Abraham, you know who I am. I am really, this body is Caleb, but I'm not Caleb. I'm actually Eliezer, your servant from another lifetime. Help me, please. Help me. And then Abraham went inside and guided him how to do it. From that day on, we know to go to Tzadikim, the die grave. He's the one who founded the idea to go to a righteous people and ask for help. Caleb was the first one to go to Tzadikim. You want the Kushpanka? Now you see, Kushpanka. Why we go to righteous people's grave? You say Caleb did. This is the first time I was in Israel and I didn't go to Hebron. I didn't feel a need. It could be I was too low. Could be the work that I need to be doing at that time in Israel, unnecessary. I went specifically to do the blue string and the green string. That was my mission. Once I went to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to do the blue string, and I did ishtatchut. Ishtatchut means I do what the Ari say to do. Usually I'm embarrassed to do it in front of people or where there is people. Ishtatchut means when you are face to face with the tzaddik, you're actually lying on the grave, and part of his soul going inside of you and takes out the change. So if some of you saw me different a little bit when I came back, I am different. Then I went to Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziah, because after I get the power from him, I said, now Rabbi Yonatan, then we do the green string. Now you know why? If I go now, I'm wearing the blue. It's come from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Since then, I need the clarity, you know? And that's why I say it's not for everybody. When Debbie now is excited, she's selling them, there's business. I said, well, I'm not sure the blue string is for everybody. You know, they're going to start seeing things you don't need to know. Why would you want to know everything? To know the truth is not always good. Better not to know. The green string is from Rabbi Yonatan ben Israel. This you can put. That's not the problem because it's for soulmate. Opening your heart chakra, opening this. And what's the miracle happen? It was about 150 Orthodox rabbis fanatic. And normally he would not let you do it. And I walk in with the energy of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah now. After I put it on. I walk in. Say, Rabbi, I need help to put all this green string around the grave. So, of course, we're all going to help you. On the women's side, we want to help too. Everybody start helping me. 150 people like that. Wow. I don't even know them. Then everybody start crying. Can we have a piece? Please, a piece. And everybody said, I said, hey, it's for other people. Why am I sharing this with you? This story that Rabbi Shimon tried to show, everything is perfect. But you got to ask for help. If you cannot see everything is perfect, ask for help. Reach out. Say, God, help me to see it. Send me an angel to open my eyes to see the perfect picture about that. Because sometimes our life looks so bad that there is nothing perfect about our life. But if you ask, they will show you why it's perfect. And once you see it perfect, then it turned perfect. So if you want to change your business around, you have first to see this perfect. But sometimes you don't have power. How can you have power to see it perfect? You don't have the power. So you ask for more.